I'm not complaining, I'm explaining. Good afternoon, board members. My name is Gail Fraser. I am a professor in the College of Business and Public Administration. I have been involved with Kane for over 30 years. As a student who graduated in 1985, as a foundation board member for 18 years, as vice president of institutional advancement for almost 5 years, and now a faculty member. Thus, my experience covers every facet of this institution, an institution for which I have a deep love for and care for the students. I am here today to tell you that this new schedule will cause a tremendous amount of hardship for our students, most of whom work and commute to Kane, and will provide no increases in revenue as being claimed. The students have been told that if they do not accept this new schedule, their tuition will go up by 28%. Further, that the proposed schedule will A, allow the university to better utilize its facilities, particularly on Fridays, which in turn will increase enrollment, and B, reduce expenses by ending earlier on weeknights. The night students, however, will now be required to come two nights a week for each class instead of one. The day students will now have to attend an additional Friday class if they take what is currently a Monday-Wednesday class. So I wish to focus on comparing the two schedules and the impact the new schedule will have on our students. I have provided you with these two schedules. A is the current, B is the proposed. Logic will tell you that if you wish to increase capacity via schedule change, you will have to increase the number of periods each week. But look at the current schedule A. Through Friday afternoon at 5 p.m., there are 21 periods. For the new schedule B, through Friday at 5 p.m., there are also only 21 periods. So the new schedule does not increase the number of periods. That is, it does not increase capacity, and therefore, if you wish to increase enrollment at Kane, this new schedule is not going to help you. If the argument is that even though the number of periods is the same, the new one will increase campus utilization on Fridays, there are other ways to solve this problem that are less costly to our students. You can link the day classes on Friday to one of the high volume days. This is what Montclair does. This is what we used to do at Kane. I've attached Montclair's schedule showing they link Friday with Wednesday, Tuesday with Friday, and their night classes are only once a week. Bottom line is this new schedule will not increase total classroom capacity and therefore will have no bearing on our ability to generate additional revenue through increased enrollment. This new proposal, however, will hurt our students, causing hardship and financial costs. The night students in particular will be hit hard. I was one of them for 8 years, and I know what impact this schedule would have had on me. Can you imagine full-time night students? They work full-time during the day. Now they have to attend classes four nights a week. They are now have to do homework during the week instead of on the weekends, not to mention the costs for gas, train, etc. And oh yes, take care of their families. This new schedule is fraught with many problems from a teaching perspective as well, and you've heard some of those comments earlier. I urge the Board of Trustees, look at these schedules very carefully. Talk to the faculty. You've heard students speak. Speak to the students. Their future is in your hands. Thank you.